You, before we start recording, you mentioned that you have some guys that have contacted you and said that they're actually, you know, they're trying to flip that switch. They're trying to be a little bit too much of the jerk or the asshole. Can you kind of recount some of that a little bit?
Yeah, I was saying to you, so I've been getting all these emails, especially from this one guy who wrote in to me saying, you know, I've been trying to be that jerk that women like. You know, I'm a jerk to them. I insult them. I belittle them. And for some reason, they're not turned on by it, and they run away from me, and I go chase them afterwards, but they don't want to give me their number. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. And I just write back, no. Like, I'm so shocked by it because there is this complete misunderstanding that men have to be horrible to women to turn them on. Mm-hmm. Really what women are attracted to is a man who respects himself. Mm. A man who gets what he wants, a man who asks for what he wants, and a man who doesn't deal with crap, who doesn't get walked over, who, you know, get walked all over, and who still has an opinion and can speak his mind. That's what a woman wants. A woman wants a leader. A woman does not want a jerk or an asshole or somebody who's going to treat them horribly. And if they do want that, then they have a lot of serious issues as well. So it's definitely going to be a horrible relationship all around for both parties. So there is a big difference between being a complete asshole and being a good guy with a backbone.
Right. And you can be... Yeah, I like what you said, that good guy, because I think that's a better term than nice guy. I think nice guy is – I pin that to the actual guy who probably isn't really being all that nice. He's actually got an agenda, right? He's got a little edge of I need to get something from you. I need to weasel a little bit more than I need to be forthright about it and up front. It's got a sneaky edge to it. Whereas, right? And then there's the good guy who is essentially a good man, a good person overall, knows he's got value, but is just lacking that ability to communicate it through his, you know, whatever, his body language, his appearance, his expression, his ability to show some of the things you're talking about. And he respects himself.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing. It's really interesting because I just did an interview with Emily McKay, who is Scott McKay's wife.
Right.
And we were talking about how important it is to be with an authentic, genuine man who's consistent. Because that's what she was attracted to in Scott when she decided to marry him. And that's what I was attracted to with my fiance. He was always consistent. He had a strong backbone, but he was a good guy. He's a nice person. He opens doors for everybody. He goes and helps out with charity. He's a good person, a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's not an asshole. But he didn't let me walk all over him. If I walk in one day and I'm complaining about something or being really bitchy and treating him horribly, he'll stop me and say, I don't accept that behavior, and you can come back and talk to me. You know, we have a better tone. Until then, I'm not going to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And that's having a backbone. And that's not allowing himself to be disrespected. He's not slapping me across the face and saying, woman, you better listen to me. Yeah. I can't stand this behavior, and throwing his own tantrum because of his insecurities.
Right.
He has that happy medium where it's still respecting himself, but he'll be there for me if I need him.
Right. That's an important distinction, too, I think, guys. Tell me what you think about this, too, before we come back to this. I really feel like a lot of guys have maybe over-imagined their ability to become this asshole. In other words, I think that most guys who are listening to this program, who are listening to this material, really aren't going to be able to jump off the deep end and become a total dick. I think that they're just naturally going to stop short of that, right? If anything, they're probably going to stop way short of it. And they don't need to worry about going too far. What they need to worry about is not going too far, or at least not getting closer to that zone where women feel this kind of confidence, the consistency you were talking about, and that ability to draw the line in the sand when it comes time.
Exactly.